Ron, obviously, this announcement of this strike force, this really means a lot to the state, doesn't it? Oh, and especially this area.
Oh, absolutely, especially the Black Belt and the counties that's been designated, helping farmers, helping health care, school programs, lunch programs, all kinds of things to help these communities grow. You know, we're looking at areas that have 30-something percent poverty level. We're looking at health care that they don't have, less access to health care. We need to help these folks move forward. And I think building this coalition of federal agencies and state agencies, I think this is what's going to happen.
You know, as former agriculture commissioner here in the state, obviously you see the importance. And you know that this stuff doesn't come together very easily, too. It took a lot of work to put this together, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely not. It don't come easy. But let me tell you, it's exciting. And I commend Secretary Vilsack in Washington for putting together the strike force and asking folks to come together and try to make positive things happen. There's so many things we can do for the counties that's been designated, primarily Black Belt counties. But from health care to helping young men get in business to helping schools with summer food programs, nutrition program, loan programs, there's so many things. And I think you see the excitement today. I know the governor's committed. And I know these agencies are committed, so I'm excited about seeing how we move forward and the positive outcomes we get out of it.
And I know the governor has a message, too. I mean, that's basically why you're here, too, to let these folks know that he is committed to this.
Oh, absolutely.
Program.
He called me and said, Ron, this is important to me. I want you to be there. And him being a doctor, he understands the message that I talked about today. But being a former commissioner of agriculture, certainly understand the importance of agriculture and nutrition across the state of Alabama. So I look forward to working with these individuals to make good things happen.
But that's the next step. Get everybody on board. These folks need to take advantage of this while it's here, too.
One person not going to make it work. Two people not going to make it work. But all these people in this room today can make it work. And then we got to have the communities to come together and believe in what we're doing and participate in these programs. And I think that's our job, is to get our word out, to get folks to participate. And once we get them participating in these programs and helping us help them, then that's where you're going to see the rubber meet the road.